This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm really looking forward to a conversation with Anson Frericks in the next hour, former top executive at Anheuser-Busch InBev, and he's written a book called Last Call for Bud Light, The Fall and Future of America's Favorite Beer. And he wrote the book, but there's an excerpt that was in the Free Press last week that I read from. And for those of us here in St. Louis, I think we're especially interested in his message. He goes through the whole Dylan Mulvaney debacle and what happened and what he thinks the company might do in the future. But it's a great lesson in how DEI goes awry. And that's coming up. We got TJ Moe in the next hour, plus an audio cut of the day. Frank Cusimano is here, sports director of KSDK. It just was a flat game from the very beginning yesterday, Frank. I don't even know what to say about the Chiefs' performance. It was, you know, stunning to see them not be able to do anything offensively.
Yeah, and I don't think it's so much about the Chiefs. It's more about the Eagles and that incredible roster. I mean, when you can rush the quarterback and sack him six times and beat the tar out of him all day with only four getting to the passer, I mean, that shows you just how talented that defensive line is. And on the other side, they couldn't touch Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they couldn't touch Jalen Hurts. When your offensive line averages 6'6", 300, I think, and 38 pounds, well, Jalen Hurts had all day to throw, and you just got to see a healthy Jalen Hurts with time to throw looking like a really good quarterback again.
I told you the way to handicap it, Dan Dierdorf used to say that you go, if all things are equal, go with the team that has more fat guys, and that might have been the Eagles. I think that formula worked, right? That was the Eagles.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the hero of this game is Howie Roseman, the general manager. I think we talked about it Friday. This guy has the best 53-man roster in the NFL, and he just drafts great players from Georgia and Alabama. He acquires good ones like Saquon Barkley in the NFL, and they're loaded. And here's the thing is they got eight starters who are like in their first or second year, so they're not paying these guys. I know we kind of overreact after a Super Bowl and say, well, they're going to be dominant for years to come, but salary-wise and putting this whole thing together, Philadelphia, they should be good for a long time.
So let me shift to some other things. And I was at the game on Saturday in Columbia, Missouri, and that was just a heartbreaker. It was a great game, very entertaining. We talked about Buzz Williams and A&M on Friday. They did the job they had to do, and unfortunately, the Tigers lose two in a row. They have Oklahoma at home on Wednesday night. Didn't really hurt them too much in the rankings, but you don't want to keep sliding in February because that's going to hurt your NCAA seed.
Yeah. The thing about it is I thought about this today is that conference is so great that Mizzou can have an 0-2 week and still be 21st in the country. So, like, you lose to Tennessee, you lose to Texas A&M. But that one hurt on Saturday because you had that momentum, you had the lead late. But I don't know if I'm going to think, oh, I'm really worried about Mizzou because, look, their great player made their big shot and our great player did not make his big shot. And I don't think we're going to have, you know, Grill and Tamar Bates have a combined shooting effort like that again this season.
They really shut down Caleb Grill. I mean, it was impressive. They just wouldn't let him get a shot off. And this kid for A&M, Coleman, I think was his name, he had like 19 rebounds. Yeah, I think he had 12 in the first half. He was just crushing us on the inside.
Yeah, points in the paint the first half. I think they had 24 of the 38 points were in the paint in the first half for the Aggies.
What happened on Saturday night with the Blues and the Blackhawks?
Well, it was wild because it went to a shootout. It went to a 10-round shootout. It was like watching a prize fight. No one could score. And in the end, Fox, not the most likely candidate, had the most, you know, attractive shootout goal maybe of the season for the Blues. So they escape with a victory. They had to do it against the Blackhawks. But this break now where they're not going to play for about 11 more days, you know, look, they're coming back. They're 8 points behind in the final playoff spot. They got a lot of work to do when they come back. It's like a 26-game sprint to the end.
Yeah, unfortunately. Anything else you want to mention here this afternoon? What am I forgetting?
Big one tomorrow because SLU has George Mason. They're the number one team in the Atlantic 10, and SLU's got to win against a good team. They want to get that double bye in the conference tournament and finish in the top four. And right now they're third in the conference. That'd be a huge win tomorrow at Chaffetz for them.
It's just a sad sports period, if you will, because for those of us who are huge football fans, and I'm in that camp, both college football and professional football, no more football until the end of August. Now, usually I'm able to fill that gap with NCAA college basketball. It seems like that's possible. And also some spring baseball. That seems less possible.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Especially this year.
Yeah.
But you're right. You've just depressed me. No football for like till August. You're right. That's sad.
Well, and I don't count the whatever they're calling the USFL or anything. I just don't count that. Apologies to the Battlehawks fans out there. It's not real
all
football.
Right,
thanks, Frank. We'll talk Friday.
Take care.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah, I can't get my friend Chris Smith is
trying
a big
to get
Battlehawk.
You into it. Yeah,
I don't know. I can't get there, unfortunately. It's all about the NFL and college football. On that topic, TJ Moe will be here, former Mizzou and NFL player, and never shy about his opinions. He'll join us in the next hour to reflect on the Super Bowl and some of the woke stuff that went on. We also have, as I mentioned, Anson Frerichs, who is the former executive at Anheuser-Busch, who's written a book about the Bud Light debacle, coming up after Fox News at 5.
Get more at 971talk.com.